Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, five.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found.
And here we are again.
Back at it.
Mm-hmm. And we have a very interesting topic today.
As always, though.
That's true.
Yeah, but more interesting than, I guess, some of them. Nah, they're all interesting.
No, they're all good. All good.
They're all really good, yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
We're going to get into dairy. Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's favorite cheese. Smile. What do you say when you smile? Cheese.
Yeah, right?
I still never got that.
Yeah,
why,
me neither.
Why would you say that? But
that's how we get brainwashed.
Yeah, I don't know how that... Can. Why would you say cheese when you smile?
Well, like lips tend to get like wider, right? When you say cheese.
No.
You have that fake smile.
Mine never does that.
No?
I don't know.
Okay, then cheese is not for you.
Cheese is not for me. Yeah,
so we have cheese commercials everywhere we go.
Everywhere.
Even on social media.
Even milk commercial. I just saw a milk ad.
Where?
Put your adult on pause.
Oh, that one.
And I felt like, that makes me not want to have a glass of milk. That makes me want to go, like, destroy that ad. It's just so irritating.
Right. Well, yeah. They want to kind of get your memories back, right? Because we get so, like...
So I want the memories of, you know, acne, bad skin, upset stomach. Yeah, I don't want those memories. So I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe for some people, but that's not where I'm going.
It kind of reminds you of, like, when you still lived with your parents and with your siblings and stuff, you know, for some people,
yeah.
Maybe, but...
Bad taste.
Don't get trapped.
That's a bad taste. That's a bad taste, Dad. I don't like those ones.
No. They even have them like movie theaters.
You could use that as for smoking. Oh, put your adult on pause. Remember when you were in high school and you tried smoking? That was really good.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all. But yeah, we still have them everywhere, right? Like, dairy is very, like,
and we have to live with them, so.
With the commercials.
With the commercials, yes. Sorry.
Yeah. That's true, right? But yeah, but you can make your choice by actually doing your own research and know what actually dairy does to you.
For sure.
Sometimes you don't even need the research. You just feel it in your stomach.
Applied knowledge is power.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But the thing is, like, the dairy companies, right, they're subsidized by the government. So they...
Yeah, that's unfortunate. They have a lot of money and they can make it cheaper than water at some times.
Yeah, right?
Even tell me how something that, you know, requires so much energy is so cheap.
Yeah, right. But it is really like that. Like, let's say some people even drink milk instead of water when they're thirsty.
Yeah, some people do drink milk when they're thirsty, but it never... That doesn't satisfy your thirst, does it?
No. It's just like they try to get an excuse, or not even an excuse, but a chance to get the milk so they can get the calcium, right? Because milk is associated with calcium, even cheese.
Yeah, grow
like it's
big
actually
and strong.
Interesting. I didn't grow up just eating cheese by itself. Like,
oh yeah,
it's not very common. Like, it's too. I always found it too salty, and my parents just didn't give me just cheese by itself. It would always come with bread. Like, it would be kind of even yucky, like, to just eat cheese by itself. But now you have these cheese sticks and stuff, right?
And oh yeah, and people are just eating cheese as a snack.
Yeah. But think of, like, where it goes right away, right? And people are wondering whether they can't lose weight. You can't lose weight if you eat cheese, pretty much. Like, I mean,
you can, but it's a lot harder. I mean, you got to do, like, so much exercise.
How would you want to do that?
No, well, I mean, like, you can just, like, do 20 hours of exercise, and suppose it doesn't matter what you eat, but your insides aren't going to be good. I'm not advocating that. I'm saying that, yeah, you could. It doesn't help. But, I mean, if you're doing so much exercise, then you might look good on the outside, but your insides are destroyed, right? Right. And that's the same with these people that are like even bodybuilders. They might look good on the outside, but you don't know what they've taken to get to that physique.
Oh, right. Or the whey protein, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with the cheese too, you could, if you avoid it, if you want to lose weight, right, it could be like you would lose weight so much quicker.
Oh,
if you
for didn't sure. Because it's calorie dense. Cheese. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So what about the whey? Why is it so popular in the fitness world?
The whey?
Still kind of. Not that much, but...
It's just because everyone thinks you need so much protein to build muscles. Still. Right. Because supplement companies were like, whoa, we can, you know, make a byproduct of cheese or something, yeah, and we'll sell it as you need a lot of protein to be a bodybuilder.
That's the thing, right? There are actually a lot of byproducts. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's like a byproduct. So then they just... you know, have it, and they sell it as a supplement that'll make you these big muscles. But if that was the case, then you could eat the entire jar of whey protein and be the biggest guy in the block. But that's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly. So, like the pea protein, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I like the pea protein.
For sure.
But yeah, did you notice, like, let's say with the dairy commercials too, they have all these cute minions on the yogurts and stuff on
it. Oh, yeah, they're targeting kids.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
I remember when I was a kid, I would see,
they have the cute cow on there, and he's like, he's going moo.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's got the minions. Yeah, you had, like, the Lego stuff, anything to trigger in kids that they just want it. They don't even really know what it is. They just want the...
It's like a toy for
it's
them.
It's a brand marketing for kids, yeah. It's sneaky. And I don't think they should be doing that in this day and age, but unfortunately, there's no laws against it.
Yeah.
So I guess we got to live with it.
Mm-hmm. They just know how...
But we got to have the knowledge and be aware about it, right?
Right. They know how the human brain works, right? What triggers us to us buy more. But the thing is also with dairy...
That it's is like the trigger.
If you
if you're making a product and then you throw milk or dairy into it, that's like the trigger. That's the like nicotine in the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can make a cigarette, but without the nicotine, you don't have the addictive property.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just throw the milk or the cheese or something in there, and that protein, the casein, is pretty much similar, like, into the brain as, like, an opiate. So it's, like, very, you know...
It's a protein, right?
Makes you happy. Yeah, it releases a bunch of serotonin and and dopamine in the brain, and it gives you a reward. So that's how sneaky people... That's why you find it in, like, chips, salt and vinegar chips, have milk in them. Why do you have milk in that?
Exactly, right?
Why do you need that in there?
No, exactly.
Or, like, milk chocolate? Chocolate's already pretty, you know, could be fat dense as it is, and now you're putting in more milk in there? Like, why?
Right.
What was the need for that?
You know what I noticed? So even some people I know, they're so used to like milk chocolate that they can't even eat the dark chocolate. They're like, this is not chocolate to me.
Yeah.
Because like you're so used to the milk chocolate.
So used to the milk giving you that rush so that it tastes better.
Yeah.
So you think it tastes better.
Exactly. But you already mentioned actually, if you really check the ingredients that what we promote, right, on our podcast to do, it's like there's so many byproducts from dairy in like lots of products, conventional products. It's crazy.
Sure. Yeah.
Like sometimes you don't even know they call it a different name. Like maybe if you're not familiar to casein, they use casein or lactose.
Lactose, yeah. Right? Just other names for something exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've got to watch out for that.
Definitely. Because they're just trying to make you addicted to their product. The more they can get you to buy it, the more money they're making and the more happy they get.
So, right.
And if it's a byproduct, then why not use it? And our government says it's okay to do it, which makes it even worse.
Right. You know? There's even a politician on the States that says like, oh, all these plant-based milks and yogurts that are out there, they're not allowed to use milk. Milk is something much better, more nutrient-rich.
Yeah, like the word milk, like they don't want to use it.
And
it
the yogurt,
from
she
like
says,
a cow
like,
or something.
Yeah, she says, like, cow's milk is like more potent, you know?
What year are they living in?
Yeah, exactly. But here we know again, she gets sponsored by all
these. Yeah, who paid for her to do those ads?
Oh,
yeah.
Money is power, right?
Money talks, yep.
Do you really want to let it be like this? I don't. And
I don't stand for it, no.
We are all powerful beings, so we can make a change, you know?
And just thinking about it, it's weird to drink milk from a different species. It just doesn't really make sense.
You're the only mammal.
Unless you were dying and you had no other food source, you shouldn't be ingesting that stuff.
No.
Like, it doesn't make any logical sense in my brain of why you would need to ingest that stuff.
Right. And if you think of
what? Unless you're a baby cow, then maybe you need that. Totally. Oh, for sure.
Of course you need it.
Yeah, well, sure.
And
for
it
sure.
has so much more, like, hormones and protein, right?
Right.
In it for the calf to grow. Because if you ever seen a live cow, they're huge, they're humongous. They need that to grow,
so
to get that big.
So if you eat that, you'll be just like a cow one day. 500 pounds.
Pretty much. I mean, that's why it leads to lots of diseases such as heart disease, right? Obesity, constipation, elevated cholesterol, and food allergies, and even osteosporosis, right?
I can't even always say that.
Osteosporosis.
Similar to that, yeah.
But that is like, if we have too much dairy, then it actually it's the opposite. It pulls out the calcium out of our bones where they get brittle, right?
Right.
And that doesn't make much sense, actually, right? But it is. That's how it works. Yeah. So you want to actually avoid the dairy products.
Yeah. And then you have all these research, quote, wink, wink, research from, like, the dairy companies that they'd put in money to say that dairy is good for you.
Oh, exactly.
But there's really no money in saying that it's bad for you, because who's going to put up that money?
There's no money, totally.
But as we start to get into the 21st, 22nd century here, we're starting to really realize, especially with the internet and stuff, that things aren't just, you know, one way. And there's a lot of different health effects that it can cause from dairy, right?
Right.
I'm a living example of it. Like, I had eczema since I was a little kid, and just stopped having dairy, went plant-based, and lo and behold, my eczema got way better.
Yeah, right?
But it took me into my adulthood to do that.
That's the thing, though. It takes a while, right? Like, some people think, oh, I didn't have dairy for, like, 3 days, and it didn't, like, my skin still was...
And my skin's still bad.
Yeah, it takes some time, you know?
Like, yeah, you gotta...
You've been eating dairy for years, so what does that mean for recovery here?
Right, and your body has to, like, get rid of all the toxins. Like, people think milk is just this clean drinking fountain.
White. Yeah, right? It's like white.
But I mean, some of it's got, it's definitely got hormones. Mm-hmm. So even if it say they're hormone-free, it's lie. There's still going to be hormones coming from the cat.
Right,
the
so cow much itself. Estrogen.
Yeah, you're going to have probably pesticides from non-GMO soy it's feeding. Right. You want to talk about soy?
And blood.
Yeah, we'll talk about soy. Oh, vegans eat too much soy. Where do you think all your animals are getting their stuff from? Soy. And we all know that what they eat passes down to the next, right?
Right.
Just like the big fish, the little fish, you know, that eats it and keeps going down. Yeah, and it keeps going down. The bad nutrients, the toxins keep spreading to the next, right?
Exactly. It's more concentrated.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, people are trying to say it's healthier to get rid of the antibiotics. Sure. But now, you know, it's still doing the same thing. Still got the hormones and the toxins and everything. So it's just trying to make it, like I say, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, healthier.
Right.
Or make it maybe seem better than it actually is.
But think of like...
When they say no antibiotic.
Right.
What I mean, yeah.
And then all the cows are eating mostly like GMO foods too, right?
Oh,
GMO
for sure.
Soy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the dairy is GMO then too. That's what it's built of.
Yeah.
The food the cows ate.
Yeah. Totally.
So, okay, organic, it's not like GMO, but still, it's still not a better source, you know, it still has high estrogen levels. And
yeah, organic dairy is still estrogen-pumped dairy that has hormones and is meant for a baby calf. Doesn't matter where it's from.
Try to find an excuse. Just look at the fact what really dairy does to you.
Yeah. I don't know if they start promoting humane dairy. I know they try to do that with...
Humane? You mean human breast milk?
No, like humane.
Just joking.
Humane.
It's because humane. Because
they try to sell the humane meat, and I'm just like, how is that even possible? Like, that doesn't even make sense to me.
So there's no killing involved when you get
there
a humane...
Is.
No, I mean...
Yeah, I know
so
what you mean.
So there's no such thing. No. They want you money.
Just another marketing tool, right? How can they make it seem normal and that it's okay to do something?
Right.
Right? Humans are really like, they like to, it's weird. When there's like riots going on, they tend to want to do the riots even though they know it's wrong.
Right.
It's yeah. like a society thing we like to follow, and we like to be part of this tribe. So like, if even though we know that looting and stealing is wrong, if we see a bunch of people doing it, and they've done studies of this, and they see a bunch of people doing it, they're more inclined to do those things.
It triggers something in our brain. It triggers
in their
right?
brain that to do it. If they're doing it, I'm going to do it. I'm entitled to do it or something, you know? Yeah. And it's kind of the same thing with that.
Yeah.
We deem that, you know, dairy is normal.
Right.
And, you know, it's good for you or whatever. And so everyone just, you're weird if you don't.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing, right? It is like everyone is doing it. So, and yeah, everyone has that drink and all these commercials, right? They idolize it in a certain way. And then you think, oh, it's so natural. It comes from a cow, from happy cows, like, yeah. and grassing.
You don't
outside.
Really put two and two. When you drink that milk or eat that cheese, you don't really realize where it comes from.
Right.
And I think it's disassociated. Or you might know, but you just say, oh, well, it's normal. Everyone's doing
it. I have
it.
A cow in my backyard.
Everyone's doing it. But if everyone's, you know, jumping off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge with them?
Right.
Probably. just kidding.
Yeah, right. I just remember you, when you were in school, like elementary school, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't remember us having that in Europe, or at least in Germany, that where you get like a dairy day or something.
Yeah,
can
we
you
had
tell
milk,
us more about
milk
that
day.
For
so,
the listeners?
So you would sign up and they would give you either chocolate milk or 2% milk or whatever milk you wanted.
Oh, milk and sugar.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, and so it would come on this day. It was like milk day.
Right.
And then
wow.
you would give it to
so
you
what
for
would
lunch.
They, do?
They would just give you the milk. Well, you'd order it and then the milk company comes and delivers it.
Do they give you a whole meal?
No, just the milk. Literally, oh, it was okay. just milk day. Like, they would just bring the milk. Because it's hard to transport milk if it's not in the fridge, so you have to do it because it goes bad if it sits out. So you're not going to give it to a kid to bring to school if it's going to sit for like 8 hours outside of a fridge, right? That's
right.
probably not good. So that's why they probably were like, oh, we'll make this milk day and we'll give them their dairy and their sugar
wow.
at the same time when you sign up for it.
Right.
And then they would deliver it with the truck, yeah.
Well, yeah, we, as a kid, we get quite hooked, right, with I remember at this favorite candy bar, it's called Milky Way. Do you remember
oh,
that
yeah.
one?
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember I watched a commercial, right? So they have like a mug of milk in it, and then there's a Milky Way going in there and swimming with the milk.
Oh,
and I did that too. I wanted
one.
To do that too. And I was like, Milky Way. And then I would sing with it and then eat it.
Targeting the kids
it.
Again, eh?
Yeah, totally. And then we wonder why kids like reach puberty so quickly, you know?
Right.
I mean, think of like how it actually ages people too.
Oh
know?
Yeah,
it's quite
speeds
scary.
Up the hormones, right?
Yeah.
It's not natural by any means, as mm-hmm. as our society makes it seem to believe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we grow up drinking our mother's breast milk, but
right.
we don't drink that until we're 50 years old.
Right.
So why would you do it from another mammal, which is even weirder? Because why would you drink it? From another mammal, and then what, you're going to drink it till you die for like 50
exactly.
years?
Exactly, and if you
seems
think...
Seems weird.
And if you think of it, we get all the milk. What about the cow? Like, actually, cow needs to get pregnant, right? To produce the milk.
There's a reason why the cow produces milk, and it's not for human consumption.
It's for the calf, but the calf doesn't get it because it gets pulled away after birth, right?
And given to humans, yeah.
So we're not, like, the calf can't even benefit from it. It's humans, you know, that get it.
Right.
So that's pretty sad, too, if you think of it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason not to drink dairy right there, I think.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we have also the allergies, right? You were talking about the eczema, but then
yeah.
we have the leaky gut, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that is like actually leads to like autoimmune disease and other health issues?
Yeah. Tons.
So that's why it's a, yeah, where the
like,
eczema
like
comes.
Like rosacea,
exactly.
acne, all those skin things. Because your body's detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
something
very...
Something inside is going on.
Right. So milk is very inflammatory.
Right.
And it's got to go somewhere. Your body's got to, you know, clean out those toxins coming from the milk or wherever you get it from. And it goes straight through your skin.
Right.
And so I just thought I had eczema for life. And
right.
I was like, I tried
That's
everything.
What a lot of people think.
Thought I had psoriasis at one time. And then, yeah,
wow.
just quit the dairy and it's pretty much gone. I mean, it's great.
Right. Oh, good for you. I'm glad it really worked out. Because sometimes we just try to use creams and all these things and think it goes
away. Those
are
just bandages. Yeah, you got to find the underlying source when it comes to skin problems.
It's usually interior, you know, like there's something going on in our body that's like, yeah, what you said, trying to detox and, you know.
Right.
But we just ignore it usually and just try to get creams and, yeah, go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, if you think about it, dairy is like very naturally high in sugar.
Oh, very much so.
So, I mean, it's like a crazy source. So you're raising your insulin levels up, right?
Right.
And, you know, it could lead to allergic reactions in a lot of people. And it can mm-hmm. cause diabetes. They've actually linked dairy to like diabetes in children and,
right.
and everything. So... Right. Scary.
That reminds me actually of baby formulas. Have you ever checked out baby formulas?
No, I haven't.
They're
no.
already like formulated this way that they're very sweet. So babies actually get hooked with like super sweet stuff.
Wow.
Because once you're hooked with sweet stuff in an early age, you know, right. it's in your memory, right? You want to have more of it when you're older.
Then you want to get back to that sugar spot, sweet tooth.
So crazy. The sugar and the dairy goes hand in hand here.
Oh, for right? sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy what people put in their bodies.
Yeah, right. I can feel like we're having a lot of more a bit tension here, but it's we just want to get it out here and tell you kind of the dangers, I guess. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we just want to read you the science. There's been countless science research right. that shows it's just, you know.
And I ate it before too, and I was so addicted to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's addictive properties due to the casein, which acts like an opiate in your brain. So yeah. it's a hard thing to get rid of. And everyone that goes plant-based usually says like cheese is like the last thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's like quitting coffee or quitting cigarettes or something, it's very highly addictive.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's meant to release the same chemical so that the baby calf knows it's his mother, her mother, right? Or his or her mother.
And that is important.
And that's important because you want to know who your mom is. So that's what it gives you that hooked feeling.
Right.
And that's
survival.
Yeah.
Too, to
and
grow.
So it does the same thing in our human minds, except we're just hooked on to the fats and everything that comes with the dairy and the
right.
health risks.
Getting comfort and.
Right.
It's just nowadays we like a lot of people suffer. Like on depressions and stuff, right? So
right.
the dairy is almost like the chocolate, just gives you a high when you have it. You know, it's like, oh, on a cheese
yeah.
pizza.
If I had a bad day, I just want a cheese something.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have it and then you feel good for an hour or so. And then mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I'm down. Maybe I'll eat some more cheese.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Or chocolate or milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or something, yeah. right?
Because
and it's a never ending cycle.
Exactly. Because everything you almost maybe have in your cupboard has like dairy in it, if you know it or not.
Yeah.
So it gives you some highs here.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also, it's been known to like promote cancer growth factor, the IGF-1, which is known for like prostate cancer. And yeah, so it's been known to even cause more of that. So they always say like, oh, you gotta take it to help your bones get strong and like stuff like that. But it's probably doing more damage than help at all.
Right.
So.
I mean, it makes sense that it even promotes colon cancer, right? Because it goes
through your colon. Yeah,
yeah,
it's very inflammatory. So your body's like, what is this? And then it does like red flag. And then your body's constantly working to like fight off.
Right.
You know, it's inflaming all the joints in your bones. It's not really helping your bones get bigger. It's just hindering your bones.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like, you know, we give them the kids, right? And that's some scary stuff that we've been like putting these milks into kids from a different species. And I mean, it can develop obesity, diabetes, and heart disease in these kids, and they don't even
wow.
know. I mean, we're training them to just we're training them to say, oh, it runs in the family. Well, it's going to happen to you. But instead, we're not looking at, well, what are they doing differently to maybe not have these health problems in the future?
Right.
Right? Like I hear all these people, oh, heart disease runs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what causes heart disease?
Yeah, exactly.
And now we're getting a lot of research that says, you know, like high fat dairy and, you know, meat products and cholesterol is like a huge source for heart disease.
Exactly.
But yet no one looks at that. They just think they're doomed. And I think that they need to start looking at what they're consuming into their body and just, you know, think plant-based, you know, just think in general.
right,
what you're putting in into your body, right?
Right. And if you omit the dairy products here, you know, you actually can, let's say, when we think of epigenetics, right, we can actually turn off and on our genes, you know?
Right.
So we can heal our body, you know? It's possible.
Yeah, exactly. And they say that, you know, if you go on a plant-based diet with, like, low fat, you know, take out the saturated fats that have been known to show heart disease and, you know, serious health problems. You take that out of the fact, you know, exercise a bit, don't smoke, right?
Yeah.
Manage your stress. They say you can even prevent the heart disease, which is crazy. It's mind-blowing that people still think that they're doomed just because their parents or their generation had heart disease, that they're going to get it. It's,
no, it's not
you
like
might be
that.
More prone to it, but you can take, you know, steps to not have it.
Right.
And it just still blows my mind that people still don't realize quite how dangerous some of the foods they're consuming is causing their body to be, right?
It's just hard when you live in a society where you think of, like, oh, what's normal to eat? What is everyone else eating?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to eat.
I think it's a society that we don't get our own, we don't make our own food anymore.
Yeah.
We used to have to go out in the field, you know, farm our food, you know, get our food. We know what's going into our body. Now, I don't even know the step to get my groceries anymore. I don't know what goes to make these crackers. I don't know. It's probably in a laboratory, which sounds bad to begin with. Why would you be making my food in a laboratory?
Yeah.
It's probably not healthy for me in the first place, right?
Yeah.
Or if you think about it, like, yeah, all these, like, fruits and vegetables are probably sprayed with, like, crazy stuff just to get it to our plates eventually.
And that lasts forever.
And they sit on these trucks and, like, they're, you know, and, like, freezers and stuff. We don't know, right?
Right.
We just assume, oh, it's all good. We get it and we don't put two and two together. Yeah.
Must be okay for us. We're not dying from it.
Yeah. So it's really when you start realizing where it's coming from and you start eating, like, local or, you know, even organic, even though it's still sprayed, is less highly sprayed. It's been shown that the pesticide levels are way lower in organic food.
Right.
Then, you know, it sets you up for a better foundation of, you know, fighting off the heart disease and everything like that, right?
Yeah. But even the cholesterol is very crucial. Like, it's a problem too, right, with the dairy.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
It rises cholesterol. But even, like, there's always a big topic about greenhouse gases, right?
Right.
And actually, if the milk consumption is, like, so high, right, of course we're going to have more cows on the planet.
Right.
Which actually produces more greenhouse gases than all transportations combined, right?
Yeah.
Think of that.
When you talk on the environmental standpoint, I mean, dairy doesn't make sense either, right?
Yeah.
It's just what it is. I mean, cows take up a lot of space, a lot of resources.
They need a lot of food.
They need a lot of food, and they could be food for you. Instead, you're feeding it for them to just get a little thing here,
right?
That's not that, you know, effective for like calorie dense, like, right, the amount of food you're giving into it. It's not calorie dense, the amount of energy. So the amount of energy in doesn't actually equal enough energy out.
Yeah, totally.
For consumption.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
it's a waste.
If like the food doesn't fall down from the sky, right? It needs, like, fields and fields to grow.
Yeah, you need a lot of space for cattle.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, you need a lot of space for the crops for the cattle.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Only,
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
so you're
all
doing
the rainforest in South America is,
and,
like, deforested.
And yeah, I mean, this is a whole topic you can probably do a whole podcast on, about environmental issues of the dairy industry or, you know, the meat industry or anything. But we just want to keep it simple. It's just, you know, for environmental reasons alone, you probably shouldn't even be consuming it either.
Right. Do you have any suggestions what to eat instead and drink and all these things? What is out there?
Oh, many things. I mean, there's...
What's your favorite?
My favorite is vanilla, unsweetened vanilla almond milk.
Yeah, right.
I've grown to love that.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, but there's tons. There's just unsweetened almond milk. If you do want the sugar, they have the sweetened one. There's cashew milk. There's coconut milks. There's soy milks. There's coconut yogurts. There's almond yogurts. I mean, there's tons of vegan cheeses you can do. I mean, there's the cashew ones, coffee creamer. So, I mean, you use those as steps to get away from the dairy, and you find out that it's like, you know, it's better. It tastes better.
Right.
Whatever you get used to, it tastes great to you.
Totally.
Right?
And if you have the time, you can make your own, like hazelnut, date, vanilla milk.
Yeah. Definitely make your own. That's the way to go if you can. Then you know exactly what's going into it.
Right. And most, actually, plant-based milks are fortified, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Vitamin D.
Yeah, you get the ones in the... Yeah, and isn't milk fortified too?
It is.
Yeah, so they always try to say, oh...
Vitamin D doesn't come naturally in it. Exactly, good point.
Vitamin D, yeah, I forgot to mention that. But like, yeah, milk, they say it's like, oh, it's good for your bones, got the vitamin D and the calcium. I'm pretty sure it's like fortified into there.
It is, it is.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a clear winner to not have dairy. If you just switch to like an almond milk or some cashew cheeses or, you know... Tons.
Exactly.
There's tons of different things out there. You just have to be knowledgeable and and want to try and know what you're doing it for and know that there's, you know, health benefits and environmental benefits to, you know, quitting the dairy.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I can't wait. Actually, we're going to make a yummy lasagna tonight for dinner. We have Shane's family. We're going to... Yeah,
kidding.
Right? Exactly. But it's always like such a delight and I just enjoy it all the time when we make it. And
for sure.
We make the vegan cheese that Shane created.
Yeah, if we can make a cashew cheese that people really like and that they're like, wow, this is really good. They almost can't tell it's like not dairy cheese. Then that's the right way we should be going, right? That's great. That makes me happy.
Totally.
That we're doing something beneficial.
I agree.
To the environment and our health and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's so nice.
Yeah, it's great.
So yeah, we got to get ready to get the lasagna ready and...
Yeah, we
got to
put the lasagna in the oven with our cashew cheese. And about it makes me want to go
eat it.
But yeah, so that's why we just wanted to talk, you know, brief on the dairy. I mean, like I said, people can go in... Great detail on just, you know, the skin conditions of dairy, but we kind of just want to give an overview.
Yeah. Check out like Dr. Colin T. Campbell. He's talking about the China study and
right.
He actually did a lot of research about, let's say, in Asia, like in China especially, right?
Yeah, how, they like, don't the have dairy a lot of dairy there, right?
Pretty much, yeah, and
like
they
zero.
Don't have high cancer rates there, you know?
Right.
And all other diseases are pretty low.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't consume dairy, really. But now it changed, right? But...
Yeah, with the Western culture going over there. Yeah.
Right, we put a link out for that, and yeah.
Yeah, just keep knowledge in you, and just keep always constantly listening, and always constantly learning, and reading is probably your best tool in this life, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So remember, think plant-based.
Stay motivated.
Take care.